Have you ever been in a place in life where it seemed like you have been depleted more than you've been developed? Have you ever been in a unique space where it seemed like things were not working according to your plan? It felt like you were making more moves backwards than you did forward. Have you ever been in that space? In life where as much as you sing and shout and praise the Lord, it seems like the things you have outlined for your life have not come to fruition. Each of us, and I'm sure each of us have outlined some plans, haven't we? Each of us have some things that we would like to have accomplished in our lifetime. Come on, talk back to me if you can. Yeah, each of us have set some goals that we would love to have attained in our life. Each of us have something that we wanted to accomplish in this lifetime. That's what we taught ourselves to do. But it seems like every now and then, even when you're trying to attain certain things in life, the more you take two steps forward, the more it seems like we have to take three steps back. But in reality, life will sometimes make you question whether or not you are really in the will of God. I want to talk to some real people in here. And if we are honest, sometimes we find ourselves like this in places where you want to know, is this really what God wants me to be? I heard you say how good God is. But this space that is, I'm in right now, ain't really good. Yeah, I heard how wonderful God is. But this space that I'm in right now doesn't reflect God's goodness. And people, sometimes in this life, some tribulations and trials will come. But they tell me that all trials and tribulations that comes in my life gonna make me strong. But there are some moments when I started to wonder, God, what is really going on? I wish I had some real people here this morning. You know, sometimes the losses in life can make you question whether or not we are where God wants us to be. Or y'all ain't listening to nothing I'm saying. I said sometimes. Yeah, that should happen. Should have shaken up somebody's spirit when I said that. Sometimes in life, the losses in life can make us really question whether or not we are really in God's will or not. They told me that the safest place to be is in the whole wide world, is in the will of God. Am I right? But sometimes I ask the question, is this really the will of God in my life? God, I really don't understand. Is this where you want me to be? Then why in the world would you get me way out here and make me feel like I've lost my mind and I don't know who myself is? And this can't be the will of God. Yeah, now I heard you. I hear you. I hear some of you in here now. Now, Pastor, you shouldn't talk like that. Oh, but what's this? But when you have walked with God for a while, and you have a personal relationship with the Master, every now and then, you have to ask some hard questions in life. God, is this really your will in my life? Listen, it's not that you don't trust God. It's just that you don't understand. I wish I had some help. Is there anybody in here who ever been in one of those? Where you didn't understand what was really going on. Well, people, this is where our text takes us this morning. Yeah, the book of Torah outlines for us that sometimes those of us who are God's children will sometimes end up in some bad spaces where it seems as though we don't have room enough to even breathe. I don't care how much you shout. one line we read this morning in chapter 2. And we shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Now you know that. Yeah, that's in verse 27. But that talks about the good part of Joel in chapter 2. Yeah, yeah. But you got to go through chapter 1 before you can get to chapter 2. You got to go through chapter 1 before you get to the good part. And beauty, can I tell you this morning that every chapter of your life, they are not going to be good and you skip it up and down the street. Every chapter of your life does not have a hallelujah at the end of each verse. There are some chapters in your life that are like, God, I don't like this. No, I don't feel like dancing. I don't feel like shouting. Beauty, that's chapter 1. Chapter 1 says that the palm worms and the locusts and the cankle worms has come and destroyed everything. Beauty, everything in chapter 1 is gone. Yeah. And I know you heard it said, in everything give thanks. But when you read chapter 1, ain't no thanks in that chapter. In chapter 1, everything is destroyed. The wine is gone. The wheat is gone. Everything is gone. The corn is gone in chapter 1. There's nothing there. And now the people are distressed and heartbroken because everything is gone. People, this is not just some stuff. Are not there. This is not some resources has been taken away. This is when the bottom has dropped out and everything is gone. And some of y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. This is when you ain't got no money in the bank. This is when you ain't got no clothes to put on your back. You got to wear the same stuff for every day. You ain't got no food to eat. This is when you are stuck in a place. Everything is gone. We must understand that this is an agricultural environment that we're talking about. The people strive off for agriculture. And if the wheat is gone, if the corn is gone, and the land laid waste and bare, that's not good. That's not a good economical place. That means that there's no more work. And if there's no more work, there ain't no more jobs. And if there's no work, that means that there's no more money. And in the midst of all of that, God says, worship. In the midst of all of the heartaches and heartbreaks, when you ain't got nothing, you don't even have a pot to... You are right now. That's what God talking to them. I know your circumstances are dire right now. I know you are not pleased with where you are right now. But in the midst of your frustration, I want you to worship. It is right there, chapter 1 and verse 14. And he continues in chapter 2, verse 1. He said, proclaim a fast. Blow a trumpet in Zion. Because I want you in the midst of your bad predicament to get yourself to bow out and lift up your hands and lift up your voice and worship me. God is saying to all of us, if you are really my child, there is nothing that can steal or rob your joy, even when you're depleted, to keep you from worshiping me. Is there anybody in here this morning who understands what it is to be in your own personal recession? I'm talking about some folks who understand what recession is. Even if the nation is not in a recession, you know recession was it when your personal finances have taken you to a place where you don't want, you don't even know what to do. I'm talking about to a point in life where everything is wiped away. worship. But if you really come to worship, and if you worship right, you can change your mind. And your mind gets shifted from your problem to the problem solver. I said, if you really come to worship, you can't stay frustrated when you worship. A true worshiper can be worried. Excuse me. A true worshiper cannot be worried and worshiping at the same time. Sanctified spirit in your soul.